Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Drive crazy into Queens and blow horns just like they do.
That is true. That part's true.
I just dropped my son off at the Brooklyn airport Bridge. Yesterday. Yeah. Same thing.
Yep.
But it's not. No. Look. Anybody vacationing in Maine is a. That's not like going to Cape Cod
All the same.
It's not the same.
It's the same.
The Hamptons.
You are not bringing
Nantucket,
the same.
Same.
You're not packing
Maine,
the same.
With Foxworth.
Cape Cod.
It's
same.
All the Hamptons same. And the Cape and Maine
all
are all the
same.
Same thing.
You aren't packing the same way.
Same thing.
Okay.
So it's different if you're
I
not.
I am. Same. I am.
You're, what?
All that. Oh, yeah. To go up and all that. First I'm packing
I need
the same
to know,
way.
I need to know why. You would even go to Maine.
That's the point. That, if I'm going there, I need to pack for safety, for protection, because they don't want me there and I don't want to be there.
Dominic Foxworth joins us here in
well,
the studio.
Well, you are here to talk sports with us.
Keyshawn J.
So,
Will Subin. You
know, we're bringing you in to make sure that we're going to talk sports. You don't have to worry about anything else.
All right,
we don't have that on the docket today.
No? Well, no. I just felt like this was a discussion that we needed to have, because what Neek said, which I found really interesting.
Because every time, typically – when Neek is on with us, it's not
it's like bigger, sports bigger
related.
Picture issues.
There's bigger issues amongst things that go on in our community. So I just wanted to assure him
so
that we're not
a,
going that direction
more
today.
Of a somber
we're
conversation.
Gonna, we're going to really talk
one
about
of those things
sports.
Where I set it up and then lay out.
And then you
respectfully
say,
yes, lay
at,
out.
Yes. At the end, you say, I'm happy we were able to have that conversation.
Yes,
and then we go to commercial.
I feel. feel like it was very important to be part of that conversation. Thank you.
I understand. I understand more now. I get where you guys are coming
I feel
from.
A lot more educated.
Yes, a lot more educated.
I appreciate you for opening my eyes to this.
I appreciate you opening up my eyes to this.
I have a greater awareness now.
Greater appreciation.
You got all
and, you
the
know,
moves.
I do. I've been around people before, my friends and some people that, you know, I've had to kind of slow them down because they don't really understand. But I do understand a little better now.
There you go. There it is.
You know, Key, I consider you a good friend
there
now.
It
we've
is.
Worked together
yeah.
and I really understand you. Anyways. Whew. But let's begin on that front and we get off of the Maine is the same thing as Cape Cod, which that blew my mind right now. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin coming to you live from Seaport District at Pier 17, which is not just like Maine. Brought to you by Chase. Dominic Foxworth of the Undefeated joins us in studio, giving us the straight talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. What did you think of Game 3 last night, NBA Finals? Did the Bucks get back in the series, or they do just what a home team's supposed to do, ride off the crowd momentum and have a terrific performance?
I mean, both. Giannis is incredible. Mm. Like, that was out of this world. But the key to it is Aiden, right? Like, that's what it came down
trouble.
To me. It's like, they don't have anybody on that team that can do anything with Giannis other than DeAndre Ayton. Defensively and offensively, he means a lot to them. So if they can keep him healthy, keep him on the floor, and they don't have to – I love Frank Kaminsky. Actually, that's not true. I don't love him. Frank Kaminsky is a serviceable NBA player. But, yeah. I mean, without Saric and that the interior, they had so many offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
And
but foul trouble was a huge part of this. Free throws were a huge part. But Giannis goes to the line for 17 free throw attempts, more than what the Suns did. And I mean, I'm sorry. The Scott Foster, Chris Paul thing is an amazing statistic.
It is.
It's an amazing. Like, he never wins when he officiates. But now I'm not blaming it on that. But it's still. If I was Scott Foster, it'd be a part of me that's like, man, I got to get this guy a win just to put this aside. Like, wouldn't you feel that way?
So, I mean, you can find. I'm sure you can. We can find in sports all those type of little narratives with players and referees or stadiums and players or times and players. You really break it down, you can find some stuff like that. But just happens to be that way.
Like
it's
Joe
not
West,
that.
Joe West and a certain pitcher. Like,
yeah,
there's always going to be something.
Always something like that.
Right. But still, that was a big part of the story. But again, like as we watched the game, did the Bucks do something that made you think, all right, this is – because after two games, how many experts – we're saying, wow, the Suns are just too much for the Bucks. The Suns are too much for the Bucks. Like, it's not going to – this could be
though,
over in five.
But you can live in the moment at that point in time. Because clearly, clearly the Suns are a good basketball team, but they're not over – this is not – we're not looking at a Suns team that is – and I just stay in the West – that is the Golden State Warriors of the Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we – it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. Where you was like, well, they don't have a chance in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to remember – they dude was hurt.
Yeah.
Giannis was hurt.
And I think the
you gotta factor that
part
into
of the reason
it.
Why we were so high on the Suns is they got a number of ways to score, mm-hmm. and it feels like Milwaukee doesn't. So like they can go through the pick and roll with Chris Paul, and he can find 12 ways for you to score just off of that. They can go ISO with Devin Booker. They even posted up Ayton, which nobody does post moves anymore. A couple times last night, they just threw it to him in the post.
He actually hit a couple of face
ups. Yeah, and he
jumpers
just,
too.
Just ISO with Ayton. So that's like gives you because we are so obsessed with offense in general. Key, we love offense. That we look at it and we think that that is all that matters. And I think that we saw a little bit last night that Giannis's flexibility on defense and his ability to attack the basket when they don't have an interior presence, like he crushes their defense when they don't have an interior presence. That opens it up for everybody.
And on top of that, but like Nick was saying, though, you have this impression of offense and you're so enamored with it that went to the point where Devin Booker was the next Kobe Bryant. I mean, like, you know, there is no next Kobe Bryant on Milwaukee, right? There's not that. There's no story to tell for Milwaukee. You've got to kind of find a manufactured story, so to speak, with Giannis, where Devin Booker just becomes a natural story because of Kobe Bryant.
Right.
And so it's like, that's just natural. It's like, oh, okay, he's going to be the next Kobe Bryant. Look, he talked to Kobe. Kobe told him this. Be legendary. And so you, like, root for them, even though – you're not rooting for him. You're rooting for Chris Paul, even though you're not rooting for him. You know, it's just like everybody is saying Chris Paul needs to get one. So you just naturally fall in love with the Phoenix Suns. They can't do any wrong, so to speak.
Yeah, and in the NBA, we know that it comes down to, like, closing games. It's something, a narrative we all like to lean on, and it's true most of the time. And I think that's why we're all so high on Phoenix a couple days ago, because we know they have guys that can close the game. We know that Chris Paul can close the game. We know that Devin Booker is capable of closing games in those sorts of situations. We know that Giannis isn't that guy. Like, Giannis is great. He can carry your team for most of the game, but he's not the guy that you handed to in the last minute. The guy that you handed to in the last minute is Chris Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Middleton is not on the same
or Drew.
Tier.
I felt like Drew made Drew. Those shots. Like, right. when the Suns made that push, got it to six, I think, at one point. It was right after that Cam Johnson dunk, right. which, oh, by the way.
Don't ruin it. Don't you do it. Don't ruin it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right, like you don't want anybody to say that should have been a charge. No, that was too nice. You don't ever call that a charge. Like, no. But that, like, when you saw that happen, you're thinking, all right, the Suns have kind of, like, weathered the storm. But then Drew Holiday made a couple of shots, made the big threes, and that was the difference maker. That's the amazing thing about Giannis. Is he could give you a stat line like he gave you in two games, and you still feel like, yeah, but he ain't winning you the game, like, if it was close. But this became a blowout. The Suns, who had 118 points in the first two games, only got to 100 in this game, and Booker was a big part of it because Drew not only made big shots, he also locked him down defensively. 2 days now to think about it, and then they'll play game four on Wednesday, and that game four, again, becomes
way,
a
though.
Huge game.
But play the same way. You,
of course.
You play with a sense of urgency because you're down 2-0. You play with a sense of urgency even though you're 2-1. Play with that same intensity, that same sense of urgency. Don't all of a sudden think that you have room for error because you won one game. If I'm Drew, I'm in him. He ain't going to get no room. I'm up on him. Can't breathe. He going to smell my breath all day long.
That's got to be everything that he's about now. And, again, being at home, we're seeing that too. Teams with not a lot of finals experience. Teams also with younger, you know, with a younger core, especially on the Sun side of things. They play great at home. Didn't look the same on the road. Home and road, that's what the home court advantage, that's where it really matters the most. There's a lot more to get to, certainly, on the NFL side of things, as we're less than 10 days away from training camps starting to open up in the league. And that, of course, the all eyes on Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he's going to be there for the Packers. I feel like he left the door open over the weekend with what he said about how in a couple of weeks he'll have a decision.
I can't put words behind exactly why, but I'm with you. Like, it feels like I feel more confident that he's going to show up now.
Thank you.
And he didn't say anything that meant anything. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, we'll find out in a couple of weeks. But for some reason, this morning I woke up like, yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to show up. I feel strongly that he's not going to play games. He's either going to show up on day one or he's going to sit out the season.
Or make it clear I'm not coming back at all.
Because he wants to win a championship, obviously. He's going to – what makes it – give them the best chance of winning is him showing up on day one.
Sure.
And giving all the practice and all the reps.
Yeah, showing up like a week before the season starts.
That's not going to help anybody.
Yeah.
That's going to make his season worse, make the team worse, and it's not going to get him what he wants.
It's going to make him look
bad. The thing is, we don't fully know what he wants. We just know he's, like, annoyed and, like, his feelings are hurt. But we don't really know what he wants. It's not like he's made it clear, I want a new contract, I want to get traded. He just kind of said that,
I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I feel like taking the off-season off. So, I don't want to do any mini camp.
So why even do all this then? What you doing all this for?
Make him twist.
If you go
make
play
twist.
Football,
it's the one
just
power
play
he's got.
Football, man. Stop the playing exact, all these games. All right. Like, just play football. If you're going to play, play. Stop playing games and making people chase you around to get a story. If you ain't going in, don't go in. If you're going in, go in.
Well, the exact quote from the American Century Championship, the one in Tahoe that everybody, all the pros were at, he said, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of this week, and then I'm going to get back to working out and figure things out in a couple of weeks. So that's what's going to happen on that front. And, of course, as we mentioned, training camp and the road to training camp will continue. Will Baker Mayfield be better, worse, or the same as last year? Will Aaron Rodgers even be there? We'll answer that and more next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. The Pittsburgh Pirates made some breaking moves when they drafted Henry Davis with the first pick of the MLB draft yesterday. Breaking moves brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Four and a half days from the beer. Hey, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin. Presented by Progressive Insurance, Alan Hall with Key, Dominique Foxworth joining us here in studio as well. And we are 9 days away from the Cowboys and the Steelers starting training camp. And then, of course, little by little, the Bucks. Then a couple of days later, and then the rest of the league as well. So we are almost in it. As Key said, you can smell it. Nick, is that how you feel? Like does that always come back this time of year? Yeah. You feel the humidity? Maybe somebody just cut their grass and you're like, oh.
Feet hurt from the practice.
Yeah. You can smell it is the exact way to put it. Because it goes back to even before the NFL. Anybody who played football growing up, you know what it was like. You know what the environment was like, what it smelled like, and what it felt like. I don't miss it. That's what they're
right,
sure.
Right. There was something about, like, to me, it's I don't know the football background. For me, it's basketball. So for me, it's like when you go into the gym in the summer and you have that humid gym and you have that feel, like, right away, you're like, that's basketball camp. And that's the memory that comes back to you, and nobody liked that.
No, it definitely feels good going into training camp. When you get there, put your bed down, you get everything situated. You go to your meetings, you come home. It's that day that you actually got to take to feel. Like, man, I got to get up. Man, I got to get up.
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning. Dorm room experience?
What about it?
The dorm room. Did you have that? That was everybody did dorms?
We stopped doing it towards the end of my career. Right, but yeah. For most of my career, it was dorm rooms. And yeah.
What is it with that? Let's make everybody miserable and put them in beds that they can't sleep in.
Yes, miserable.
It's all part of it. Yeah, it's building culture, building camaraderie, and it's like you go through a tough thing together.
Yeah.
It brings you closer. Like that's the psychology behind that.
It's all psychological. Yeah.
And now, of course, today is all about the players need rest.
Yeah,
they need to feel good.
Exactly.
Let's put them in comfortable beds.
It'll swing back eventually.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Man, all right. Well, let's talk about some of the quarterbacks that we have going into this season. And whether or not they'll be better, worse, or the same. So we'll go through one by one. Let's begin with Baker Mayfield. Do we expect him to be better than last year, worse, or the same as we saw last year?
I expect him to be better. I think he will be better. Second time around in the offense with Kevin Stefanski, we saw him second half of the season play a little bit better. Obviously, OBJ comes back, and I know the first thing people are going to think is, oh, he's going to be force-feeding OBJ. That's not the case. They're going to go with the same recipe that they did last year in getting into the playoffs, except they add one of the top weapons in the National Football League, and he'll just fit in what they do.
Yeah, my instinct was the same, but I think he just sold me on better. I think you're right. And I think that part of the reason why there won't be an OBJ over-forcing issue is because I think Baker has more confidence. He's, like, more secure. Like, it feels more like it's his team than it did last year. And not that he was forcing the ball to Odell back then, but he won't have to now. Like, it seems pretty clear that he's their franchise quarterback in a way that it wasn't last year.
And their relationship is an important one, too. The trust factor, where Odell didn't have that with the Giants. He certainly should have that with Baker going forward with this team. How about, speaking of Giants, Daniel Jones?
I think he'll be better as well. I think when you look at what they've been able to do in the offseason, retooling some things, offensive line, getting players in free agency, and it's a second time around. If he stays healthy, I think he'll be better. This is the third year for him, a fourth year, going this fourth year for him. This is a big year. So he knows that, and everybody else knows it.
Prove it year.
Yeah. I mean, I think they had a great offseason. What they did in the draft was impressive, but I'm not a Daniel Jones believer, so I feel like he's just going to be the same. So I'm not high on Daniel Jones.
I don't
Jones.
Think so.
Same wasn't terrible. Same is just a guy that turns it over
but
at
I think
the inopportune times.
He gets better. I just think
Is he better from the experience or better because of the talent around him?
I think he's better because
Saquon Barkley coming back is a huge addition.
Better because of the talent around him. But remember, we're not asking him to be Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
We just don't want you to do what you did to cost us. We want you not to do those things.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We continue. Better, worse, or same with quarterbacks this season. This one's an interesting one. Neek, how about Tom Brady? Better, worse, or same?
The same.
And that's not a bad thing either.
He was great last year throughout the regular seasons. He wasn't as impressive in the playoffs, which is ridiculous to say since they won another Super Bowl. But I remember before the season, 2 years ago, watching him in New England, we started to see, or it felt like we started to see the decline. We started to see a little bit of the cracks. We saw more turnovers. We saw him having trouble getting the ball down the field. But it seems like that was about the people around him more than it was about him.
Yeah.
Because then you put him down there in that pretty much perfect situation in Tampa, outstanding offensive line, great big play receivers, and he balled.
He did. His frustration showed too.
I'm glad Neek cleaned that up. He said we, but then he cleaned it up by saying the people around him in New England. I'm glad you cleaned that up because I also think that he will be better. Second time around, and better from a efficiency standpoint, won't be holding up five fingers, not knowing a lot of different things. He gets an off season, he gets a real training camp, and he knows his teammates even better now than the dude just won the Super Bowl by not knowing them. So he's only going to be better. Doesn't mean he's going to throw for 5,000 yards.
Yeah.
Just means his play will be crisp and cleaner.
How about Patrick Mahomes?
Same.
Which is in great.
Which is
Are we wasting our time? Should we move on?
Neek's face
was like, yeah.
We've only seen one kind of Patrick Mahomes, and that's the only time I expect to see.
I've not seen a worse. Josh Allen?
Same. Think he's going to be the same guy.
MVP caliber, MVP candidate?
MVP caliber quarterback that has a big, strong arm. Does some things now that he has Diggs playing the receiver position for him. They've gotten better all the way around. I think you're going to see him battle to win the AFC East. I don't think it's just a runaway. It's going to be a battle because we know how I feel about the team in New England. So that's just me.
Diggs being able to beat man coverage made his life so much easier. Statistically, I think he made a good distinction when we were talking about Tom Brady, is that his stats may not be better, but he'll be crisper. Yeah. So I think that I doubt that Josh Allen puts together a statistical season like he did last year. But I don't think that he's going to regress. Even though he's had one good season and, three below-average seasons.
Yeah, decent.
The one good season is the aberration. But he looked comfortable doing it, and he's making better decisions than he ever had. So I think
he arrived. Yeah,
yeah. I think
when
the
same. You say crisper, you mean like efficient.
Yeah,
right? I think like just to be a more efficient quarterback who doesn't have to make big plays because he just has control of the offense. You talked about a team in that division that you feel like is going to give the Bills some trouble. Cam Newton,
better,
worse, or same?
I think he'll be better. You're I understand what people feel about Cam Newton and how they feel about his polarizing and all the different things. And his second half of the season after COVID, he didn't play well, but he was throwing the ball to Neek and me right now. Not when we played. Right now. Them dudes can't play. Them dudes they had last year playing receiver. Me and Neek can go do that. So when you start to think about it, you look at prior to COVID, the guy had a 68% completion percentage prior to COVID, okay? Four touchdowns, two in the air, two on the ground. Rushed for 140 yards, okay? When you think about it, with nothing around him, they went out and spent money to bring talented players. On top of that, the team will be better defensively. Matt Patricia comes back in the fold to help out the defensive side. Even though he was a poor head coach, he was a pretty good defensive coordinator. So all of that helps your team, which helps your quarterback. And I know Mac Jones, they drafted him. Yada, 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 yada. Got it.
I think Keyshawn got a couple snaps left in him. I don't. So I don't got not near. I think you could convert a third and six.
Easy.
I can't cover nobody. I don't have not one left in these old-ass knees, nothing left. So he was throwing to some guys that weren't all that good. So I think that he's probably going to be a bit better. But they don't want to put it all on him. I think that's what happened last year is – he was the offense. Like, they were asking him to be Lamar Jackson. Like, they were trying to build an entire offense around his unique skill set, and he's not that anymore.
Yeah.
So they'll take pressure off him, and
they still came close to winning 10 games for a couple plays.
Well, you think about that Bills game was such a
turning
point game.
The Bobby Wagner tackle at the 1-inch line. Yeah. I mean, like, come on, man. Let's be honest. But we're not going to be honest because we don't like him because he wears a scarf and he has writing on his shoes. Got it.
So it's him, and also, though, I think there's something about the Patriots that people are rooting for the demise of the Patriots after Tom Brady left. I'm curious about this one. Better, worse, or same Carson Wentz?
Better. I think he's better.
Oh, yeah.
Mentally, psychologically, he's going to be better. He's not in Philadelphia listening to the negativity. He's out of there. He got exactly what he wanted. He got a terrific coach in Frank Wright, Michael Pittman Jr., young wide receiver. T.Y. Hilton's over there as a veteran. The running game, we know what that is at Taylor. Offensive line is stout. Defense is awesome. So when you look at it, they should win that division. I understand Tennessee. I get it. They got Julio Jones, but I think the Indianapolis Colts are a better football team with Carson Wentz than they were with Phillip Rivers a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easy. This is the easiest one you gave us. He has to be better because he can't be much worse, honestly. And if he's not better, then it's something broken psychologically that can't be fixed. Because all the problems that he had in Philadelphia – they're gone now. Like, he has the perfect offensive line. He has the playmakers. He has the coach that he played his best with. Like, all those things are gone, and he doesn't have somebody breathing down his neck that they drafted. Like, all the reasons why he could – all the excuses you could have made for him, they've removed all of that. So if he does not succeed this season
– it's just like Cam Newton. If he don't succeed in New England, Cam should retire. And if he can't succeed in Indy, he should retire.
Especially the offensive line's the biggest part, how much he trusts what's happening in front of him. That'll be certainly worth watching at the beginning. What about Ben Roethlisberger? Better, worse, or same?
I mean, which part?
All of it.
I would say same.
Yeah. He wasn't that good.
They won 11 games, started off hot. We were starting talking about, can they be 16-0? I think he's just – Ben. That's what he is. He's Ben Roethlisberger.
They were ready to move on from him.
For whatever.
People forget that. They were ready to say goodbye, move on.
for whatever reason. And
but they didn't.
I think I know the reason, but for whatever reason, people look at Ben Roethlisberger. They don't appreciate that Ben Roethlisberger has been a physical specimen. Like, the success that he's had in here wasn't because he was deciphering defenses. The success he had in the league was because he was different than everybody else. He could buy time with plays. He doesn't do that anymore. The offensive line isn't what it was, and he can't stand up the way that he used to. And now we're asking Ben Roethlisberger to dink and dunk down the field. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's not what he does best. He's a big guy that's going to shake off tackles. I've seen it up close and in person, where, like, he throws it to the wrong spot on a particular play, but it doesn't matter because he was physically special. And it feels to me like he's not Tom Brady. He isn't taking care of his body the way that Tom Brady has. He can't do that anymore. And so, like, if anything, he's going to be worse, but I think it's more likely he'll probably be the same.
Yeah. And he's coming off the surgery, elbow surgery, too, or whatever it was, shoulder, elbow surgery. So.
Yeah, but that's what they have. That's what Pittsburgh has right now. All right, that is better, worse, they're saying. That's always a lot of fun. And more on football coming up next, why it could be Super Bowl or bust for one of the league's best quarterbacks. We'll discuss that after SportsCenter.
Giannis outside the high post left. Turns on Crowder, explodes toward the basket, and stuffs with two hands. They can't stop Giannis tonight. He's up to 39.
He's just a physical force with enough of a handle that if you're in his grill, he's going right around.
Doris Burke, Mark Kester with the call, ESPN Radio, as Giannis and the Bucks win game three. Giannis goes for 41 points, also 13 rebounds. Final score 120-100 over the Suns. So now the series deficit is cut to 2-1. Giannis is 41-13, makes him the third player in finals history with a 40-point double-double in back-to-back games. The other two, LeBron and Shaq. Coverage of Game 4 begins Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Two, Euro 2020 and the final, and what a finish it was as Italy tops England in PKs to win the championship. It was their first European championship since 1968, 3-2 penalty shootout victory. Italy has its sixth major tournament title and extended its unbeaten streak to 34 straight games. That's one shy of matching the all-time record. To baseball, where we get the Home Run Derby tonight. You can catch coverage 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and ESPN Radio. Two-way All-Star Shohei Ohtani headlines the Home Run Derby. Ohtani leads the majors with 33 home runs this season, the first pitcher and the first Japanese-born player to ever compete in this event. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Unlimited Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. All on America's largest, most dependable network, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com. Life is good. KJZ, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn, Dominique Foxworth in with Key.
Foxworth's like, man, I ain't never been on a show that be rocking stuff like this. It's different.
Every segment we come in with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got heat, man. Oh, we ain't messing around.
I appreciate
around.
That.
You thought Yates on the ones and twos today? It's got to be Yates on the ones and twos today.
You know.
Okay.
What you thought we were going Kenny Rogers or something?
I mean, I thought you were going to trade it off.
It's different. Different times now, buddy.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm all right with it, you know. I mean,
but you got swag, though, so it ain't even –
well,
you my dude.
Hey, you grew up around basketball. You have a choice.
Yeah. You know what?
that was part of your cultural experience.
Fair point. I did grow up a little different. Yeah. I've told some stories already about being at the free throw line.
I don't know how that would be riding on a team bus listening to something that's different than this. That would be – you wouldn't feel good.
You just learn. It just becomes part of what you do, but that's all right because it keeps us moving, right? Like, that's what matters. So – let's continue the conversation as we keep it moving on the football side of things as we're closing in on training camp beginning. And you just heard Russell Wilson there. Life is good. But what is life going to be now for the Seahawks in a division that's gotten tougher?
Yeah.
For him as he's getting older.
Yeah.
He's been through – this is the second time offseason where he's kind of suggested, maybe I'm not so happy here, but in the end, he's happy enough there in Seattle. Where is he right now, future wise? Is he locked in Seattle, or is this becoming a year to year kind of thing with him?
He's not locked in, and I mean, it feels that way in part because the people who know things, like the Adam Schefter type people, they made it clear that when we all were like, oh, that's nonsense, they'll never trade him, they made it clear that both sides were entertaining the opportunity for him to move on, and that doesn't just go away. And I have a theory that I've been bouncing around about Russell Wilson is
okay.
I believe that he was expecting to be the face of the league. He was expecting this to be his time. He was expecting Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady to have retired by now, and now he'd be the guy. But those guys continue to play at a high level, and then Patrick Mahomes came in the league. It feels to me that, and this is just thinking about how I would feel and like human nature, like I feel like I'm next. I'm playing the best. I'm the best young quarterback for year after year. You're like, who you want to build a team around? Who's the best young quarterback? The name you heard was Russell. Then Pat came in. And Deshaun has other issues, but Deshaun came in. And we were talking about those guys as the next guy to take over the league. And Russ feels like maybe it's because of the market in Seattle, or maybe it's because these guys just came out of nowhere. But I could imagine that Russ feels like, what about me? Like, I'm supposed to be on the cover of Madden. I'm supposed to be the one selling the tickets. I'm supposed to be the one that's getting all the endorsements. I'm supposed to be the one that everyone's talking about can compete or is chasing Tom Brady, chasing the all-time greats. And now we're still talking about, is he ever going to get his first MVP? So I feel like some of this stems from that, from feeling like, what about me? Put me in a situation so people can all clamor about how great I am, because he is great. But if you go through a list of the quarterback you would pick to win one game, how many do you get through before you get to Russell? At least three, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would pick, you know, Tom Brady,
right?
You would Tom, pick Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes, and that's pretty much it. And the only reason why is because those three, to a degree, one's won an MVP, two of them won Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. So it's recent memory. In terms of the long term stay, he ain't going nowhere. Where are you going? He never was going anywhere.
Before you say he's not going anywhere,
okay, go ahead.
But let me. I just want to build off of what Nick said here, because that's exactly how I've felt about this.
Okay.
This is literally – now, I'm not saying he's trying to get out, but I do think there's something – it's almost like a Dame Lillard kind of thing where it's like, I'm good here because he's got Pete, but shouldn't I be bigger?
But I'm going to give you why he's not leaving. One, he's invested in the Pacific Northwest equity-wise. Like, he can't go anywhere – in this football universe and be more appreciated than he is in the Pacific Northwest. And the reason, one of the reasons that Adam said what he said or whoever Nick said what they said is because that's what they thought.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pick up the phone. Chicago called. And what did they do? Click, thanks for the call. We're not interested in
what
trading.
What about having the list
Russell,
of teams?
That's an agent. You talking to your agent. Your agent, I'm going to show you I'm working hard. I'm just going to. And doesn't realize the blowback that he's getting ready to get for doing that. You got to remember, his agent's a baseball agent.
Yep.
He's the only client that he has that plays football. So he doesn't really understand the football agenting side of the business. He only understands the baseball side, which is
traded to the Yankees.
Totally different.
He did.
It's a totally different way of doing business. Okay, so back to why he wouldn't leave.
Good.
They're heavily invested in that area. Number one, and Nick said, how come not me? He just came out with his fashion line, with Nike, with his kids fashion line. All of it is Seattle stuff. Everything. It's colors. It's scheme. It's for kids. Him and his wife. They're exclusively in Nordstrom's. Where's Nordstrom's? Seattle's headquarters. Nordstrom's mm-hmm. headquarters is in Seattle. Mm-hmm. That's just one sidebar of things. They're on plenty of magazine covers. Plenty of them. They're continuing to move in the celebrity status. When you think about power couples, you think about Giselle, Tom, Sierra, Russell. That's really in the football universe. And that's important to him. You're not getting that anywhere else,
Keith,
when you already have established yourself as a football player and a Super Bowl champion on a team that's giving you $140 million. They've given you everything. You said you wanted to address some stuff. You signed off on the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
You signed off on it. You met with him and discussed game plans before and strategy before you signed off on him. That's one. Two, you said they needed to address the offensive line. They've addressed it for you. They've gone out and drafted DK Metcalf because you said you needed a big receiver. They did that. They tried to – you wanted them to sign Flash Gordon. They signed him, I think, twice, you know, and said, hey, we're going to give him an opportunity. They kicked the tires on Antonio Brown because you wanted him to do that. So this whole notion that Pete and the general manager Snyder are not doing what they're asking him to do is just not – that's not true. It's not factually true.
But I think what Neek's talking about, what I'm talking about, is different than that. It's that sense of in the sport. Like, your success that you had as a wide receiver.
Pretty successful, but yes. Go ahead.
Okay. No, but I'm saying, like, with that in mind, if you heard people talking about from your era, the great wide receivers, and you hear, you know, whether it's T.O., whether it's, you know, Randy Moss, and all these different, you know, wide receivers you hear about, and your name didn't come up, why aren't you like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
like,
but shouldn't
I be in that conversation?
You,
like,
you can't even.
What Russell Wilson has done in the
different.
Sport.
I'm different. I'm built different.
Okay,
though.
But in the sport, though, he's got a Super Bowl. He should have. He really should have two. Like, don't you feel like that's something that you're like, am I they, really already
we,
like
but
fifth
we
in line
do
here?
Talk about him, and he understands that he's fourth in line. He gets it.
He's not comfortable with that. It's my point, though. He doesn't want to be that. He thinks he should be first in line. The one Super Bowl that he had that season was about that defense. We gave a lot of credit to him.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
so I think
he should have had the next one.
But I told you why the transformation moving on from Marshawn Lynch in the defense to making it about Russell Wilson, that's why they lost the Super Bowl.
Because they wanted him to be the hero and throw
that's
that touchdown when they should have just run
and
it
that, and that created issues in the team. And, I mean, to the point about him being a celebrity and big power couple, I get your point. He's built up something in the Pacific Northwest. Drop him on the Giants and let him take them to a Super Bowl.
Forget it. That's
him and Sierra in this city
100%,
winning?
100%. That's the difference, and that's why I
but
think that's what's still lingering
though.
There.
You already got it.
Guest of KJZ, join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Coming up next, your turn to ask Key and Neek anything you want.
Not really.
Oh, yes. Anything.
Don't we got screeners?
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. We want to hear from you after Key has this from Indeed.
The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Just look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. They have 135 skill tests that go beyond the resumes to help you find the right candidates faster. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So, if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Let's take Stump in New York real quick. Stump.
This is one of the best shows in the history of television.
Thank you.
So, you know, you got KB.
Y'all hear that out there, bosses?
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, but you don't get him.
He tried to steal
you
that.
You don't get him.
You don't get Jordan. Like,
you don't get Jordan either.
Wait, 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 wait.
That's what we thought you were going to
stop, man.
Do you want to, Neek, you want to explain this? Because I love this.
When I was watching, watching the Euros yesterday, and I was thoroughly enjoying it, and I had this idea that we should have the Ameros, except with basketball. It's like every state should be able to put together their top 5 basketball players, and then we have us a tournament like we
now,
have
in Europe.
Now, you
mean current or all time?
I think current. All time.
I agree.
I mean, like, current, like the Euros, they don't go back and get Pele. Well, that's not Europe, that, but you know what I mean? They don't go back and get
Beckham's
guys.
Not playing.
Current all time, which led us to just whose state everybody's repping for their state. I'm from Maryland. We got some ballers in Maryland.
Agreed.
But Key's from California, which is like a quadrillion people in California,
right.
So they got the best roster. And then you try to claim Michael Jordan. Well, you don't get to claim Michael Jordan.
Why not? He was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but you can't do that, though.
Literally,
you
know, born right across this river.
For all we know,
right across the river. But what well, you know what?
Never mind.
I was born in the UK. Not I was really born in England.
Well, that's a shame. Then you wouldn't be able to be on the Maryland team.
It was at a military base, so it makes me more American than anybody.
That's a fair point. You have that. I guess you can claim that. That's why Kobe, Philly can't claim Kobe.
That's what I'm saying, though. Kobe comes down.
Lies, and more lies.
Stop that madness.
So did y'all, we settle on
He's a hometown hero, but they going to boo him when he go back to Philly. Like, come on, man.
So are we just going to accept that L.A. is going to win it?
L.A. and Texas.
L.A. versus Texas would be the finals.
Because of Seattle.
Yeah, if we do current players, like L.A. L.A. is like, you got Harden, DeRozan.
Right? The whole state of California. So California and Texas, to me, would run away.
I don't know everybody in hoops from Texas right now.
You look it up. A lot of hoopers from Texas.
I know, but currently, right now?
Yeah.
I mean, Jimmy Butler, according to Basketball Reference, I guess Jimmy Butler.
Serious.
Alex Caruso. Who else you got? LaMarcus Aldridge, who can't play anymore.
Yeah,
it's not. It's not the same. That's what I'm saying. It's not the same.
You gave me two dudes. I come on.
Oh, Julius Randle, Marcus Smart. Like, this doesn't compare. Trae Young.
See,
this doesn't compare to California.
Yeah, boy, hold on. No, Cali, look, I'm just going to throw two names at you, California. Dame Lillard and Kawhi, and leave it alone. Let's go. Just go. Let's move on.
Although, again, you want to go, you know, DMV. You got KD.
I got KD.
Start that.
I got Melo.
You don't have Melo.
Why don't I?
Because his first 8 years, he lived in Brooklyn. No, he's New York.
So you're trying to take Melo, too?
His first shot he ever took on a basketball court was in Brooklyn.
Melo did not claim. Nobody cared about Melo in Brooklyn until he came to New
Ask
York.
Melo, where he's
Melo,
from.
He's going to say
Melo
Baltimore.
No, he's not.
I've always personally thought he was from Baltimore.
Exactly.
Maybe
exactly.
I don't know.
Just like Jordan is from North Carolina. I'm sorry, New York guy. You don't get to have everything.
No, I'm sorry. How it works is we look at your birth certificate and we decide where you're from. And that's how I'm playing this game. But we got another game going on right now. That's going to be on Get Up, I guess, a little preview.
Yeah.
But we do Ask Key and Neek Anything.
You got
brought
it.
To you by Goldman Sachs. Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Personal loans have no fees ever. Ever. So discover more at Marcus.com. We go to the callers. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We begin with Anthony in Alaska. Anthony.
Hey, good morning. I was just trying to see, after the Cowboys' Hard Knocks, what do you think they'll make the playoffs, or what do you think their record would be?
I think they win the division. I think they, 17 games this year? I think they win 13.
Whoa. Yeah.
13.
The Cowboys going to win 13 games this year?
I think they win 13.
With that division?
Whew.
Division's not great.
Yeah, it's not.
I love the quarterback.
So you're saying that's too high.
Yeah.
I can tell by your voice.
Because their defense is going to get better because they don't have any choice. And Dak is great. I love Dak. But he is coming off an injury. The offense is loaded, but the offensive line isn't what it used to be. Like, 13 wins is a lot. Mm. But, I mean, I think they'll –
Remember, 17
– Right, games. Right. I understand. So, that's one more game. I get it. That's still a lot.
So what would you say? What is a fair number for them?
10? I feel like 8 or 9.
Ooh, so, in other words, they're not going to be very good.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. You're basically saying –
Neek, I know what you're doing, though. You're falling into that Cowboy
hate?
Let you down. No, not hate. Just let
just
you down
don't trust
every
the Cowboys.
Don't trust the Cowboys. Mm. I just look at it's got to turn at some damn point.
Let's get back to the callers
the
on the
same?
Goodyear hotline. We go to Darius in Nawlins. Darius?
Man, happy Who Dat morning. What's up?
What's happening?
Who Dat?
Keyshawn. Just throw me the damn ball, bro. Check it out. Can you tell me, you and Fox, will my Saints be cooking this year with Jameis Winston at the helm? I don't know about Jason, man, but talk to me.
I think y'all straight. Everything that I believe, I think they cool. Jameis is a guy who's played in this league. The game ain't too fast for him. He's got a better philosophy in terms of what they want to do with him than he had at Tampa his last year. It ain't all on him. I think he's just going to be better. I think the Saints are going to shock a lot of people with Jameis underneath the center.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like what they have going down there. That roster is still one of the best in the league. And they get to open up a new part of the playbook, a part of the playbook that's been having dust on it a while because Drew Brees, his arm couldn't get the ball down the field. Jameis can do that. And right. I think Sean Payton's probably excited about the opportunity to attack the rest of the field.
It's going to be a great story to see what they develop
him into. And
it's
a guy
right?
down there, number 13, that they gave $20 million plus to every year to catch nothing but slants. I wish they gave me that type of money, since all he can do is catch slants. That's what at least the DB say. I don't know how you become offensive player in the NFL if all you do is catch slants. But I ain't going to say nothing else, because I'm just going to leave it alone. That ain't, you know.
That guy number 13.
13 just happens to be a guy. All he,
you know him pretty
offensive
well.
Player of the year, and all he ever did was catch slants, Nick. That's interesting.
Nick, we appreciate you, man. It's a great hour.
I'm done?
Well, you can stay if you want
you
to.
You can hang if you want.
I thought
but
you
Jay Will's
going
to join us next, and we want to ask him what he thinks of Meeks, Amaro's, and, of course, the NBA.
Well, it ain't really
I mean, you can hang if you want.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.